Hi, this is meteorologist Steve Pelletierian. I am the weatherman. Thanks for checking into the weathermanpod.com on this Friday. It's the 19th day of April 2024. First, a big shout out to Carly, our server over at 1776 Restaurant by David Burke in Morristown with Ed and Bobby Galkin. We had a great time. Hey, it was a bit chilly in Morristown, New Jersey on Thursday evening. The reason for that? That's a big east wind that continues to cause temperatures to hover just around 45 to 55. That's the ocean water temperature off the coast of New Jersey, the Carolinas. It's a little bit warmer by about 5 to 7 degrees. As you get further south, it's all the way up to near 80 off the coast of Florida. So when you have that east wind, it does cause the temperatures to be a lot cooler. Aviation interest across the nation as far as inbound and outbound, any weather delays that may be caused on your Friday. We see that Boston's looking pretty good, as does Newark and New York City. For the daylight hours, it's during the evening that there's going to be a strong frontal system moving through. That should give us a slow, gradual improvement for the weekend. So it does look like Newark and New York will be okay during the daytime on Friday, but at night, looks like we'll have some rain and IFR weather. Much of northern Georgia is under rain and showers and thunderstorms, so there's going to be extensive delays getting into Atlanta, the number one airport busy-wise as far as inbound and outbounds across the world. So with that in mind, we're looking at also some showers in Charlotte, another great hub. Down in southern Florida, Miami's just looking at the possibility of some rain showers, but no major problems there. Fort Myers, Tampa, and also all the way up to Daytona. Weather situation's looking pretty good. Rainy conditions in Houston and in Dallas-Fort Worth. There'll be some occasional rain as well. Looks like some rainy conditions in Denver. However, the trend will be towards some clearing. And it looks like lots of cloud cover for California and the West Coast. However, much of the heavier rains are now off to the east. So just some extra cloud cover in Southern California all the way up to the San Francisco area. Will there be fog and drizzle? And then generally fairish conditions in Portland and up in the Seattle area. Chicago's also looking pretty good. Forgot to mention that. Cleveland will have some rain showers, but it looks like improving conditions throughout. So with the extensive delays that you're going to see in the Atlanta area, also some rainy conditions moving into Charlotte, also overcast in Houston and also in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, looks like there may be some extensive delays across the nation. If you're flying on Friday or Friday evening, looks like the weather situation does improve as we head into the weekend, though. There's a weather forecast for the Northeast Corridor, and that's D.C. up to the Boston area, centered across central and northern New Jersey, where we're located, including New York City and Philadelphia. We've got a cloudy Friday with maybe some breaks in the overcast during the afternoon, but it looks like some showers will be moving in later in the day and at night. Temperatures only ranging into the middle 50s, with that rainy weather at night back into the 40s from D.C. all the way up to Boston. Well, that rain will gradually move offshore on Saturday morning. We get into a little bit of cloud cover for Saturday. Saturday's highs will range 55 to 60. It's Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday of next week that the weather looks really great across the Northeast. And this weekend, second half, and early next week as well. I'm meteorologist Steve Pelletierian. I'm the weatherman. Thanks for checking in. Have a great day today. Talk to you first thing on Saturday.